I got to say, first and foremost, congratulations to our former colleague, Craig Carton, who got inducted into the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yes, absolutely.
It was a great, great luncheon over there at the Rainbow Room, which took me an hour to get there from down here, by the way.
Okay.
I mean, and I ended up showing up 15 minutes late, so I missed all the kind of introductions, and I guess they introduced him as Craig Carton. Which is perfect.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. It was for him, I guess. I don't know, but he gave a great speech, an absolutely great speech. And we were shown a picture on CBS Sports Network with all of us. And there's one guy missing, and his name's Evan Roberts, who showed up yesterday, and it looked like he was on a first grade field trip the way that he was dressed.
Heard about this?
I mean, it was brutal. I mean, like, what kind of like? And I rode back with Chris Olivero, the architect. And I said, Evan was blaming you for his outfit yesterday. And he goes, he's a grown man with two children. It's a Hall of Fame luncheon at the Rainbow Room. What else do I have to tell him?
Yeah, McMonagle described it as he looked like he was going to dinner on a cruise ship.
Well, I thought he was
I don't know what he was dressed in, but I can picture exactly what that is.
Dude, I thought he was like a first grader on a field trip to the Rainbow Room. Oh, look out the window. Oh, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, that's what it felt like. It felt very unprofessional. You know, all the other honorees, congratulations to them as well. All had full tables, people supporting them, all dressed to the nines. Everybody looked great. I will say McMonagle looked like he was going to a funeral. He was going to be a pallbearer, but other than that.
He looked sharp.
Yeah, well, look at him.
He had a Gucci tie on.
He did. Well, that's Vinny Scorantino, Vinny the Tailor.
Yeah, gave him the Gucci tie?
Well, he took care of him, dressed him up.
And nice.
Make him look presentable.
No, I think he looked good.
Yeah. Tommy Lugauer's got his sneakers on.
His moon boots on.
Oh, God. I mean, what are we doing?
He got his Air Neil Armstrongs.
When I posted that photo, that got the most reaction was Tommy's shoes. Yeah.
I have to say, though, it was a really nice day, and Craig did a great job with his speech, and his entire family was there. So I think it's like a full 180 moment for all of us. Would you say?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I thought it was great, actually.
It was a very nice
day. I hope you're not mad at me.
Why would I be mad at you?
I don't know. It's my former partner. I don't know.
I texted Craig yesterday. I said, congratulations. Have a great day. Why would I be mad at you?
All right. Good. I mean, appreciate it.
I mean, a full 180 moment means you come back. You know, you go like halfway. So like.
I think we're halfway back.
So like if you go the other 180, then
that'd be
sitting
360.
Here. Yeah.
I don't feel like it's a 360.
Then I'd be mad at you.
No, that's why I said a 180.
All right.
A 360 would be full circle.
Full circle. Yeah.
Next to me.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's sitting over there at Fox.
That's right.
What's his new show? He's working with Mark Schlereth, right?
Yeah, Danny Parkins.
Danny Parkins.
Embarrassing.
That's right.
He did at one point, which was funny, as he introduced all of us. And then he goes, and my family at Fox, I'd introduce you, but no one knows who you are. Wow. Poor guys are sitting there like,
Were they there with Schlereth and Parkins?
He introduced Schlereth.
Yeah.
But everybody has no one knows who you are.
Wow.
I asked Schlereth, I said, you know, did you have to move to New York for that show? He goes, yeah, love it. I'm like, okay. Well, let me talk to you in a year from now. I mean, he's living out in Denver, I think.
Yeah, I don't know where Mark Schlereth was living. You looked at me like I would know.
And he told me his son is the pitching coach for some school down in Tampa. So his wife is going back and forth, like he was telling me. And he's like, yeah, it's great to be in New York. Love it. He walks everywhere. I'm like, yeah, nobody's messing with that guy.
No, absolutely not. He's got some bad knees and he's walking everywhere.
Believe me, I think his knees are just fine. He's probably had them replaced.
He's had like 60 some odd surgeries.
Oh, he's still got some pipes on him there.
Wow.
That guy standing next to that skinny dude from Chicago.
Yeah.
That's a weird look.
Danny Parkins.
Yeah, he's like a very slim dude. And Mark Schlereth's got... I saw a side profile. He's got like...
He looks like...
Thick chest.
He looks like... Danny Parkins looks like a tapeworm that was taken out of Mark Schlereth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, well, there you go. Anyway, it was a nice afternoon, except for a couple of the hiccups along the way. Yeah.
Hiccups meaning the traffic.
Well, Craig Carton, the traffic, Evan dressed like this, Tommy wearing moon boots. I mean,
that's the way it needed to be, though, right? I mean, Evan never dresses nice. Tommy had to have a little bit of a flair there. Like, that's the way it needed to be.
I mean,
Evan's never looked well-dressed in his entire life.
But I'm just saying, like, Evan put those clothes on. Does he not have a mirror in his house?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you've been talking about this for years.
I know that, but doesn't he go and look at himself in the mirror and go, yeah, that looks like it's New York State Broadcasting Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah. Well, he's never been appropriate, ever. We go back to when I was producing for him, and he showed up to Yankee Stadium on opening day wearing a hooded sweatshirt and sweatpants. To Yankees opening day. Like, even me as a producer, like, put on real pants, tucked in my shirt. I'm like, we're doing the show from the Yankees radio booth.
And this is not a shtick, by the way.
No, he showed up wearing sweat, and even I've never seen Sweeney Murdy mad, like, ever, maybe once or twice at some technical thing. Like, he was legitimately pissed off at Evan Roberts. He's like, are you kidding me? Like, how is anybody ever going to take you seriously? You show up at opening day to broadcast from the Yankees radio booth, and you look like you're in gym class in sixth grade.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's how he looked like yesterday, but you're not. I mean, we don't
fast forward to when he's 41 years old. He's doing the same stuff.
Right, tie, jacket. No, you don't need that. Just look a little bit presentable. Al looked presentable yesterday. Al had a nice dark shirt on, short sleeves.
And Evan kept comparing himself to me. He kept going, I'm glad you dressed like that, too.
Al, you're dressed up. You got your hard shoes on. Look at you and Jerry. Both of you guys are dressed up. Eddie even got dressed up.
Yeah, his shirt's coming out, though, and that's that picture.
That was a couple of wines in at that point.
Yeah, Eddie and I were day drinking yesterday.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we had a couple glasses of wine. I only had one, so.
Oh, wow. And Al, you got on the subway?
I did, because my battle was subway nervousness or watching the clock tick in an Uber while I have to get out of the city. Like, my anxiety was like just going through the roof. And we were traveled in a pack. Me, Eddie, Jerry,
McMonagle. They surrounded you as you were getting onto the subway,
Tommy,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
I felt good with McMonagle. He was in a suit, looked like he could
Secret
be somebody.
Service or something.
He was like the muscle.
Yeah, the muscle.
We traveled in a pack. All right, Jerry, let's get to some sports here.
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. You got the Rams and the Vikings tonight, opening up week 8 in the NFL. Sunday, you've got the Jets in New England. Here is Hassan Reddick. He didn't speak to the media. I think he'll do that today, I believe. But he did have either Instagram or Twitter, whatever. A little message.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? Feel good to be back on the turf. Hope we can make something happen.
Yeah, well, the Jet fans better hope so. Devontae Adams tried to make something happen after the loss to the Steelers, speaking to the team as you guys were discussing.
Just basically, I just took a moment to let them know, like, I had reservations about speaking up too early and being too vocal too early, but I felt like, in my mind, I said, F that, because I need to, we don't have time, and I got to do whatever I got to do to help this team move forward.
And then you wonder, how was the message received? How did they hear it? Here was Aaron Rodgers.
To paraphrase without using any French, I thought it was the realest speech I'd ever heard in a locker room in 20 years.
All I hear is Brandon talking about the most poignant moment when I hear
in
that.
Sports in my lifetime. I'll tell you what, man. Yes. I hope they get this thing right. Everything's just going to be unraveling.
I'm not sure I do now. I'm serious. Like, I know it's going to help us, and it'd be great to see him win. I'm starting to root against this group. Like, because the way that Woody Johnson took this thing over and basically pushed Joe Douglas aside and like, hey, I'm going to do this. You don't want to fire the coach? Tough, I'm firing the coach. Like, you don't want Hassan Reddick or cave to Hassan Reddick? Tough, I'm going to cave to Hassan Reddick. Now I want it to blow up in Woody's face. Like that, like, I don't want them to lose. I want them to win. But, like, it pisses me off that he got so involved in this thing. And it just, I don't know.
You know what the unseen thing here is? Remember when Hassan Reddick changed agents, or his agents dumped him and he signed with Drew Rosenhaus? The reason that, believe it or not, Drew Rosenhaus is not Scott Boras. Teams like Drew Rosenhaus, and they like working with him because he wants to get his athletes on the field. He wants to get them their money. And somehow, some way, he may have talked Hassan Reddick into going back and playing, and then we'll see what happens after the year is over. So, Drew Rosenhaus had probably a big say in all of this to convince Hassan Reddick to get back here.
Well, this is still Jet-related in terms of their former coach, Rob Saleh. You guys were talking about him being with the Packers Wednesday in this unspecified role. Here was Matt LaFleur.
He's helping us on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's always a good deal to have that perspective, you know, that defensive perspective on that side of the ball. So just taking a look at some of the things we're doing.
So sounds as if he's trying to look at it from that way, as if maybe what they're doing wrong and what defenses are seeing. Who knows? He also said he's not going to be there every day. He's going to have to spend time with his family. So I guess this is just a couple of days. I don't know if this will be anything permanent. You did have Giants owner John Mara saying Wednesday there will not be any changes, specifically talking about Shane and Dable, and there won't be any in the offseason either. So these two have got to get it right. We've got more NFL sound coming up next hour, a lot of it actually. You got the World Series starting tomorrow night in Los Angeles with the Yankees and the Dodgers. I want to give you one from David Stearns, Mets president of baseball operations. He met the media Wednesday. Here he was, and I thought this answer, I think you guys will like this answer, asked about replicating what LA is doing and what they have done.
Cohen had mentioned that he wanted this the Mets to be the Dodgers of the East. How close are we to that at this point?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about being anyone else. I'm just not. I'm concerned about being the Mets. I'm concerned about creating the best organization we can here for the Mets with an identity that is uniquely New York.
Yeah, that was a pretty good answer. I don't know why. I like that one. And then he talked about Pete Alonso, said they've talked, but he's going to let him go to free agency and check the market and all that. So more from him coming up throughout the course of the morning as well. You had the Hawks beat the Nets. Pretty entertaining game, believe it or not. 121-16. You had Nick Claxton, the clothesline on Dyson Daniels in transition. He got ejected after that hit. Then things... there were a couple of different instances where things got a little dicey, if you will, and chippy. Trae Young had 30 points and 12 assists in the opener for Atlanta. And then this was before the game. Now, you got to listen in the background. So ESPN is promoting that Steve Ballmer is coming up next. They opened up their new stadium, their new arena last night for the Clippers and the Suns. Listen to the energy. Maybe the Jets could hire this guy. The energy he has in the background as they're promoting the segment.
All Philly fans are going to have to wait right to see Paul George and Joel Embiid. Clippers fans don't have to wait any longer to have an arena of their own. And that man right there, the man behind the dome, Steve Ballmer, he joins us right after the break. He looks ready.
So is that Steve Ballmer screaming?
That's what I just said. Yeah, he's in the background.
And by the way, their team lost.
They did. They lost. Durant hit a shot late, and then they lost in overtime to the Suns.
Kevin Durant, he's still playing?
He is still playing. So he was out there with the fans trying to get ready for opening night, and that's what he was doing. Then there's video of him inside the arena, sitting with the stands, leading the dance and the cheers. I mean, he is into it. And then they lost.
Rangers in overtime.
Yeah. Exactly. Rangers lost to the home for the Panthers tonight. The Devils are in Detroit tonight.